Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
And welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Jeff Rieger is in for Doug. Doug will be back on Monday's program. It's another program note that Stoney and I will be out at the Dream Cruise tomorrow outside of Nikki D's right there in Woodward, just south of 14 Mile on the west side of the road there. We will be broadcasting from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Stop by, say hello. We're going to look at a lot of cool cars, talk Lions, talk baseball, talk a lot of things, but we'll be out there from 10 to 2 tomorrow.
You a car guy? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I've become much more of a car guy over the last like 15, 20 years. Yeah, I used to not like the Dream Cruise. And when I lived in Royal Oak for the first couple of years, I didn't like it. And then I started to appreciate it more because I just, you know, go for nice walks and then go up and down Woodward. And I'm like, that's pretty actually. This is pretty cool. And I got to enjoy it more. And I started watching a lot of classic car shows on TV and car restoration stuff and like that. And I went to a couple car shows and I've become one. I'm no mechanic or anything like that. I couldn't tell you the difference between a Fetzer valve and and fuel injection. I don't know any of that stuff, but I know what I like visually from cars. And looking at some of the classic cars, I really like some of the old cars. So every year it's I enjoy it. And, you know, usually it would go for a long walk, you know, 4 or 5 mile walk while doing this whole thing. So hopefully the weather holds up. It's a little iffy right now what it's going to be like there tomorrow, but should be cool. Should be cool. You're not really a car guy.
No, not at all. Not at all. I like my car. I enjoy my car. That's about it.
Okay.
I don't think I'd be caught dead in the Dream Cruise. The thing I'm amazed by the Dream Cruise, though, is all the miles the cars have on. We talked about this pre-show. Like, I know people are very proud of how many miles they can put on a ride. Like, I had a record, my own personal record, with an old Cutlass Sierra. I had, like, 234,000 miles on it.
Wow.
But then you start asking people, like, how many miles you got on a car? And people are like, 500,000, 700,000. You know, Al Bundy had the million with the Dodge back in the Married with the Children days.
And he wasn't really taking care of the car. That's the thing. But people take care of their cars. If they take care of their cars, they're really proud of it. And you can keep those things maintained. And to the point where you're getting 500,000 miles or 1,000,000 miles, whatever the case is. And, you know, take care of it. You don't necessarily have to replace everything. But maintenance is key. It's impressive that those cars can go on as long as they have. But I think for me, the car I drove that had the most miles on it, wasn't that high. It was less than 100.
Oh, see, yeah. I feel you get 100,000, you probably need a new car, right? I feel they're like designed to self-destruct at 100,000 miles.
Well, I don't think they're designed to self-destruct.
I feel like they are. It's like like a person turning like 80. I just don't know. Like, things are going to start to go wrong.
Yeah, of course. Right? But I don't think they're designed to go
wrong. I don't think so either. I just don't think they last maybe as long like they used to.
I've leased cars. That's how I roll. I lease cars. And so it's always something new every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's fun.
But I enjoy that part of it because I don't have to worry about the maintenance or whatever because I'm just turning the car in. But I do have, my dad has a 92 Corvette.
Oh, nice.
That he hasn't driven in like 15 years. So I've had possession of that. So I still maintain that.
How many miles is on that bad boy?
Not many. There's 38,000, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I only drive it in the summer. And I only drive it if it's nice out.
You going to drive it to the broadcast tomorrow?
No, because of rain. So I like to have it top down. It's not a convertible. It's a removable top.
Like that T-top deal?
Well, it's not a T-top. It's like the whole top comes off. Okay. So, but the back end of it is still high, so it's not a true convertible. So, but with that, I drive it only when it's nice out. I rarely drive it if there's rain or threat of rain, because I like to have the top off, and it's not a big pain in the ass to put the top back on, but you have to, you know, secure a couple bolts, 4 bolts total. So,
well, I'm looking at this ticket tag. It says I'm 28. My 2006 Honda CRV. It has 230,000 miles. Wow. Driving this thing into the grave, Pat from Troy. That's how it gets. Like, it starts with, you get up to like 150. You're like, I probably need a new car. But then a certain number of miles hits the odometer, and you're like, wait a second. This is now pride. I need to ride this thing and break every record any car has ever had mileage-wise.
Well, as long as you're taking care of it, you're getting regular oil changes and, you know, rotating tires and things like that, and annual maintenance that needs to be done, you can drive those things forever.
Somebody says they've driven their Corolla 400,000 miles. It's ridiculous. Impressive, though.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's probably a lot of highway miles, so that's how you can get more out of your car, too.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming in now. I got a 1999 Audi daily driver, 217,000 miles. Not bad.
But 1999. Oh, 1999. It's still, it's 25 years old.
Thing is old.
So you've only put 10,000 miles on it every year.
There's another one. Rieger had a 2018 Chevy Silverado at 100,000 miles. I had to put in a trans, and at $140,000, I blew a cylinder and needed a motor. See? That's what I'm saying, man. You get up to 100K, bad things go.
Is that, like, Gator, you're more of a car guy than me and Jeff, but, like, of course the classic cars that are on Woodward, like, are, like, these great, cool cars, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything cool about just having a car that's been through hell, like 30, 40 years? It's not a great car. It's not like they didn't soup it up.
I mean, look.
But this car has 300,000 miles on it. Can I ride
out
of here?
You're driving down with the classic cars.
If I were going to enter the Dream Cruise area in a car like I got a 1990 Honda Civic.
Yeah.
That I have 455,000 miles on.
People mock you, right?
I might put a sign on the side of the car that says 450,000 miles is still going.
Okay,
I don't do that because I mean, that's the reason you're doing it, right? I was actually going to say, what about the newer cars? Because people bitch about the new cars that go on the Dream Cruise. I'm like, I love it. It's to me, it's morphed into, and some people have a real problem with this with the Dream Cruise, that it's morphed into. It's just a car show. It's no longer a classic car. You know, people, I only want this to harken back to the, you know, anything before 1970 is what they want, you know, or the Mopar years, the muscle cars of the early 70s, from that and before, that they don't want to see anything like that. And I understood that at the time, but there are some great cars, man. We're celebrating the automobile. This is the Motor City. I mean, you see something kick-ass like, you know, the new C8 Corvettes, the mid-engine cars, they're amazing. These things are, you know, the $150,000 for the most expensive one with the biggest engine and, you know, that goes 200 miles an hour. That stuff's cool to see those things out there. Last year we were out at Nicky D's and there was one of the new Humvees was out there, the electric car.
Well, what about like a Cybertruck? Is that
allowed
out there?
I want one of those so bad.
We'll see them for sure, and
those
I want to see
so
it.
Cool.
Amon-Ra St. Brown cruising Woodward.
I saw that he got. I want. They're so expensive. So cool though. Such a good look.
I don't
look.
Know if it's, you think it's a good look?
Oh, I love it. I want one so bad. My wife has already told me she'd divorce me if I get one though.
Rieger, have you seen one in the wild? Like actually on the road?
Or yes, is this a couple. Okay. I actually went to, because I drive a Model 3, so I went to a supercharger the other day, and I was parked in between two of them. And I actually got out. My daughter was in the car with me. I'm like, Olive, just sit right there. I'm going to go look into this Cybertruck because I was curious what it looked like. I literally got probably 5 inches away, and then the alarm went off on me. So I was looking in the window.
Your alarm went off because you were looking at it?
I was trying to see what the setup was inside.
Did you touch the car?
I did not. I breathed on it probably. So the alarm went off. But those are awesome. Those
I don't know if they're
great.
Awesome. I think they're interesting. And I mean, I don't think I could drive one of those. I'd love to see what it's like on the inside.
It's like
sit
luxurious.
In it and ride in it. But the exterior of that just looks like it's like something straight out of Terminator 2.
It's fabulous. You can't scratch it. And you can throw whatever you want. It's got the bed. You could cover the bed. It's just a freaky looking automobile.
It's strange.
And nobody's going to F with you. I mean, you could run over cars with it. It's that impressive. It's like a tank, but it handles really well, and it's really fast, and you get like 400 miles to the charge.
I will guarantee you will see several of those if you go out to the Dream
Cruise
tomorrow.
Take some pics. Send them my way.
Yeah, taking pictures while we're on the air is not the easiest thing to do.
Fair enough.
Unless it's during a commercial break. And even then, the cars aren't really stopped. They're always kind of in perpetual motion.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
But sometimes they stop.
By the way, so far, the record I've seen on the ticket text of miles on a single car, somebody had a Saturn Ion that had over 450,000 miles on it.
That's a lot.
So they should drive that down the Woodward tomorrow.
I'm just trying to even think, like, all the cars that our family has owned over the years. When I was a kid, like, you know, the cars my dad drove, because he didn't lease until later. So he was buying cars. I think we got a couple of those that were over 100,000. We had a station wagon, the Dragon Wagon.
Who didn't?
Well, we had.
Back in the day.
Ours, they put the wrong engine in it, and it was like an awesome engine they put in. Oh. It was the wrong one. And that thing moved. It really moved. And my brother had that and drove that into the ground until it literally wouldn't move anymore. That had over, I think, over 100,000 miles on it. But we didn't have anything that was like crazy.
So we had.
My dad had a Toyota when we moved here that he drove for years, and he did a lot of driving. And I think that maybe that one had close to 200,000 on it.
We had this, it was a station wagon. It was orange. It was disgusting. I had to drive it to school while all the other cool kids at West Bloomfield had cooler cars than me. But it was called the Forenza. You ever hear of that name?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, I remember my mother calling me. She's like, yeah, Jeffrey, we got a Ferrari. She was the dealer. I'm like, you got a Ferrari, Mom? What? And she's like, wait, Don, what is this called? Oh, sorry, we got a Forenza. I'm like, what the F is a Forenza? Anyway, long story short.
We got a Corvette. Actually, it's a Chevette.
Right, exactly.
Well, you say vet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a vet.
We got a vet.
We got a vet. We're riding to get in the vet.
Well, this isn't a vet.
It's right there.
Every guy has used that. Everybody who's drove a Chevette has used that joke. Yeah. So anyway, but the Forenza got like, I think we got up to 300,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mileage. Anyway, so we're going to be out at the Dream Cruise tomorrow. Stop by Nikki D's if you get a chance. Say hello, and we'll be talking. Stoney and I will be talking lines for sure.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.